The nonprofit group Friends of 88.5 FM has reached its $7 million fundraising goal to make a bid for the station. A successful bid would stop the proposed sale to the University of Washington and clear the way for an independent community-licensed station. Matt Martinez is KPLU's Director of Content and Project Manager for the fundraising effort. He sat down with KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer.
So KPLU had a deadline of June 30th for raising the $7 million. So what are we doing here now at the end of May?
We are done. At the end of May, we are done raising the money that we need to purchase the KPLU license. So we're blown away by this. We couldn't believe the huge bump that we got during the Give Big Day. That really just set us toward meeting the deadline way earlier than we ever thought we would. We had five-week projections, and it put us at raising the $7 million by June 25th. And we were meeting all of those projections until Give Big Day. And we raised $1.45 million during Give Big. And that really propelled us to meeting the goal super early.
So Give Big is a Seattle Foundation-run giving program citywide. Lots of nonprofits get involved. But do you see that as a really pivotal moment in this campaign for KPLU?
I do. And I think that it was a culmination of all the work that we had done in the months before. So many people had heard our case for support that they found that day to be the perfect day to give to the campaign.
So all that comes together and Friends of 88.5 FM hits the $7 million mark. What happens next? Is this thing done?
It is not done. This is obviously the biggest hurdle, raising $7 million in a very short amount of time. The next step is to negotiate a purchase agreement with Pacific Lutheran University. Then the UW says that they will back away from their agreement to buy KPLU. And then we file with the FCC to transfer the license. So we're looking at a timeline of assuming ownership of the station around late September, maybe October.
Can you imagine any scenarios in which this isn't successful, in which it doesn't come to fruition?
It's very difficult for me to see how this doesn't happen. It really is. We've been talking with Pacific Lutheran University very closely for the past couple of weeks in a very friendly and cordial way. We all want to get to the negotiating table, and it's very difficult for me to see how this doesn't happen.
And has it been friendly? Because there's certainly perception in some circles, some online comments and so on, that it's adversarial. How would you respond to that?
It's not adversarial. People have to understand that KPLU is owned and run by Pacific Lutheran University. So we talk to them regularly, and the support of the university to allow us to run free on-air spots for the Save KPLU campaign and the use of the platform to donate on kplu.org, they didn't have to do that. And they did.
So let's talk about that new station.
Mm-hmm.
What would it look like? How would it be different? How would listeners know the difference?
Well, the biggest difference is it's probably not going to be called KPLU anymore. It will take new call letters. And I don't think there are going to be a whole lot of major changes that people are going to hear on the air. I mean, people wanted to save KPLU because they liked the way that KPLU sounded. They didn't save it so we could completely and totally change the format. But what you are going to be seeing is the way that we interact with the community. That is the one thing that we are doubling down on.
So the news of the original sale, that came down about 3 months after you started work here. You had come across the country to take the director of content job here at KPLU. You came from a fancy job at NPR. And then this news happens. Now, what do you make of this whole crazy year you've had?
Well, you know, Gabe, it's really difficult for me right now to look at it in the rearview mirror because I feel like it's still happening. And the reason I stayed to do this is because I fell in love with KPLU. It's the reason I moved across the country. I fell in love with the sound of the station, with the reporters, with the on-air hosts. And I wanted to preserve that if I could. And I've been working with that in mind for the past 4 months that I honestly haven't had time to sit down and take stock of all the crazy that's happened. But maybe that's something I'll do this weekend.
Well, just to recap, of course, Friends of 88.5 FM has reached its $7 million fundraising goal to make a bid on the station. Matt Martinez has been project managing that fundraising campaign. He's KPLU's Director of Content. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Gabriel.
And I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.
KPLU has hired an independent editor to oversee coverage of this story. There's more information in an updated list of frequently asked questions at savekplu.org.